Hey everyone, it's Before Night Falls here. I'm going to be doing another Get to Know Night today. I'm feeling a lot better for all the people who have been asking, and thank you for everyone who's been patient with me as I've been trying to recover. Anyway, so I'm looking through the Patreon questions right now, trying to figure out where to start. But I have a few questions to go through, and I'm excited to get through all of them, so let's go through it. The first question is from Anonymous, saying, "Hey, Knight, I hope you're doing better. My question is, when you're like a girl, what do you usually do? Do you go ahead and talk to her, or do you get shy? Or when you're with a girl, or do you wait for her to talk to you? What is your tactic? Take care." I guess I'm kind of shy. I've let girls make the first move initially a lot of times, to show that they're interested in me. Yeah, I think that's kind of my MO usually, is I let the girl make the first move and show that she's interested, and then I pursue her from there if I'm also interested. I don't think there's anything wrong with the girl making the first move or showing that she's like romantically interested in someone. So yeah, I hope that answers your question. The next question is from Anonymous as well, and it's, what kind of car do you drive? I drive a Honda. It's efficient, and it's great, and I love it, and it's, I've had a car for a very long time, and it's been really reliable and really good to me, so I love the car. But thank you for asking. I might be upgrading my car soon, but I'm not sure yet. I'll have to see in a couple of months or so, but as long as my car can function, I'm going to keep driving it. So the next question is from Baby Girl Casey. She asks, what's your favorite grade in school, favorite subject, best teacher memory? Thank you, and I'm glad you're feeling better. God, favorite grade, it's hard. I think probably senior year of high school, because I was like done with school, I think, was as terrible as that is to say, maybe like my senior year. But maybe that's because it's the freshest in my mind. I'm not sure. My favorite subject was always like English and history. I think I appreciated like English much more after the fact, but during the time I really loved history. I really liked history class. And my best teacher memory would be probably, I had a history teacher who taught me like antiquity history and like Roman and Greek history, and I really loved that class. He was a really great teacher, and he took me to, he took his like best students on a field trip to like an antiquity site, and it was really cool. So that was like always like kind of a cherished memory for me in terms of schooling. But yeah. Thank you for your question, baby girl Casey. I really appreciate it. Fairylight asks, what's the story behind your AMA form banner? I wish I had a better one. I really don't have one. It was, when you set up a Google form, you can get a default banner and it randomizes from a set of banners, and that was the one I picked. But I'm going to put another banner that's a lot more personalized probably in the future. Thank you for your question. Anonymous asks, is it okay to message you in the Patreon message thingy? Yeah, sure. There's no problem messaging me on the Patreon message. Sometimes it takes me a little bit longer to get back to those because I don't check them as often as I probably should. But yeah, it's totally fine to message me there. Anonymous asks, how many sexual partners do you have in total, or have you had in total, and how big is your cock really? So I'll answer the first one, not the second one. Sexual partners. Five would be the answer if I had to like count it up. Right. Yeah, I'd say like five. Yeah. I hope that answers your question. I'm sorry I'm not getting an answer to the second part. I'm pretty sure I answered it on my Curious Cat if you really want to go dig for it. Anyway, Anonymous asks, do you have any siblings? Are you close to your parents? I do have siblings. I have one sister. And I'm pretty close with my parents. I see them pretty regularly. Anonymous also asked, which character from The Wire would you be and why? Oh, that's a hard one. Ah, God. Am I McNulty? I hope I'm not McNulty. Maybe I'm McNulty. I don't want to be McNulty, though. Like, I really identify with McNulty's, like, single-minded, like, focus on things. But... You know what? I'm Stringer Bell. I think I'm Stringer Bell. Yeah. Yeah, I want to be Stringer Bell. Why am I Stringer Bell? Or Brody. Maybe I'm Brody. Or Bodie. I don't know why I would call him Brody. Bodie. I'm probably Bodie. Because I want to be king, but I'm going to get taken out before I become king. I don't know. I want to wear the crown. Yeah, I think Bodie. Bodie's my answer. I'm still hustling. But I want to be king. I don't know. That's such a hard question. It's hard to... All the characters in The Wire are so multifaceted and so dynamic. It's hard to be like, this is like me. I don't know. If I could be one of the characters in the show, if I'm looking at it like that, I guess I'd want to be like McNulty. Because McNulty is he's at the heart of so many things. Yeah. Or Omar. Omar, if I could be a character, probably maybe Omar. Yeah, there's so many great characters in The Wire. If you haven't seen The Wire yet, I highly recommend watching it. Chibi asks, sunrise or sunset? Cook or be cooked for? Coffee or tea? Also, please take care of yourself and hope you're having a good day. So, sunset for me. I like to cook. Coffee over tea. I think that's the answer to all of them. I love cooking more than to be cooked for. For the most part, yeah. Let's see. Eggie asks, do you have a favorite flower? If so, why? Submit your response in a 5-paragraph APA format. Okay. God, favorite flower. I feel like I did have a favorite flower, and I don't know if I do anymore. Lavender is really nice. Tulips are nice, too. I think... Water lilies. I'm going to say water lilies. Water lilies are probably my favorite. I don't know if I can do it in 5 paragraphs, but water lilies are my favorite. Cass asks, if you have a pouch like a kangaroo, what would you carry in it? Keys, wallet, phone. I just use it as a pocket. Anonymous asks, if a guy is giving you, if a guy's getting a blowjob and it takes him 2 minutes to come, is this a sign of a good blowjob? Also, can men have more than one orgasm, or does it take a while? Just some questions. It's cool if you don't answer them, but anyway, thanks. Yeah, I mean, it's probably a sign of a good blowjob, or, yeah, I mean, it's probably a good sign. Men can have more than one orgasm, like, sequentially, but it's rare. Most men have a refractory period, I believe it's called, and that varies based on age and other factors, but, it's, I think, on average, like, 10 to 15 minutes, between orgasms. But, yeah, I hope that answers your question as best as possible. Thank you for asking. Laura asks, have you ever seen the movie The Princess Bride? If so, are you a fan? Plus, have you ever been to Ireland? If so, what part? Thanks, I love your audios. Love from Ireland. I love Ireland. I've been all over. Both the Republic and Northern Ireland. My favorite place in Ireland is probably Dublin. Ireland's always lovely. The people are wonderful. The country's beautiful. I'm a big fan of Ireland. I used to spend a lot of time in the UK, between Ireland, Scotland, and Great Britain. And some occasional time in Wales, in and out. It's mostly driving through Wales. I didn't stay long in Wales, but yeah, I love The Princess Bride. I think it's a fantastic movie. I met Wallace Shawn, who is the character who's like despicable and inconceivable. It's inconceivable, not despicable. Inconceivable. And, you know, you never make a bet with a Sicilian when death is on the line. And all those good lines. And the movie's great. It's a classic. The framing device in it is wonderful. It helps pace the story really well. Its absurd humor is really, like, it's engaging. I really like the movie. I think it's a classic. Thank you for your question, Laura. Jade asks, what book or movie that you couldn't stop thinking about after you finished it? Oh, there's a lot of them. A lot of movies and books I think about long after I finish them. Trying to think right now of one. WALL-E had a really profound impact on me. Like Inception and The Dark Knight, you know, Christopher Nolan movies. Lord of the Rings. Star Wars. The first time I saw Star Wars had a really lasting impact on me. I think of something else. Something less common, but, Inside Out. Oh, and Big Hero 6, both were like, I think it's also a combination of the film, but also the time in my life when I saw them and the place and the location, the people and all that kind of stuff. But yeah. Anyway, thank you for your question, Jade. I hope I answered it sufficiently. Cass asks, what does your typical work day look like for you? Do you have a schedule laid out or anything? Or are you working on things you want to finish? Or it depends on the day? I'm very curious. So typically, I have a board which has like a checklist of things I have to do. And I kind of cross them off and I work my way down. That's kind of how I go about it. I want to get like a better system involved. Like a better, more organized schedule, but right now it's more, I write a list of to-dos and I kind of work my way down the to-do list, and it's been working okay so far, but I definitely want to get a better kind of system in place. Maybe in the next couple of months I'll start working on that, but thanks for your question. T asks, do you believe in the afterlife? That's a hard question. I think in a vacuum, I don't. I think it'd be nice. And I've written about all kinds of like alternatives to what happens after when you die. But like narratively, the things I write, I don't really believe in. As like actual outcomes, they're kind of just like explorations on that subject. Yeah, it's hard to say. I would like to believe that there's something afterwards. But I don't know. And I don't want to speak to any kind of definitiveness, and I think that's intrinsically within myself in terms of what I believe. I like to think I'll figure it out when it happens, you know. If it is, it is. If it isn't, it isn't. But yeah, I know it's kind of like a null answer, but that's my answer. Anyway, thank you for the question, T. Anyway, as you probably can hear, I'm losing my voice a bit. My voice has been coming and going the last couple of weeks, but it's more here than gone. It's here enough that I can record at least. So, hope you enjoy my answers. I'll be recording a lot more in the future as I get my voice back, but appreciate everyone who's sticking around and everyone who's listening. Keep up the questions. I'll keep up answering them. Anyway, I'll talk to you all later. Night night.